For nearly 50 years, Town & Country Sports has been the heartbeat of youth sports in North Austin, promoting fair play, sportsmanship, and most importantly, fun. TNC Sports is for kids of all ages, no matter the skill level, and we encourage the whole family to get involved. Right now, registration is open for soccer, flag football, baseball, girls volleyball, softball, lacrosse, and more. Space is limited. Don't wait. Sign up today at tncsports.org. TNC Sports. Come play with us.
We're back to the Parent Portal Show. You can reach Stephen at parentportalshow.com and James at parentportalshow.com. Get on that YouTube channel, subscribe, certainly like us, leave some comments. We'd love to hear from you. We've got Lois Detman with us today. We've been talking a little bit about Project Graduation, but Lois, you had a background and you attended our great University of Texas, and you had a background of being hook 'em horns. Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
Background of being a cheerleader and then coached the cheerleaders. So yeah. you've had a lot in that. You've been around a lot of youth sports, and you know, yes, our program is focused. And I know your significant other because of his work and our work right. together at Town & Country right. Sports. So we're right. excited to work together with that. But yeah. it's been a great time watching the University of Texas continue to grow. Right. I have some just some amazing memories. I'll share one real quick just because I thought of it. So when I took astronomy at the University of Texas,
I took astronomy too. Go ahead.
Well, maybe you might know the professor that I had. He had come from New York, never owned a car. He showed up on the first day of class and he was complaining about walking to a grocery store and walking back to the apartment that he lived in that the university had rented for him. And we got into the class and everything, and he was really quite enjoyable. I thought he was really just made astronomy fun, and I enjoyed it already. But it turned out that he went on to do other things. His name was Neil deGrasse Tyson, so you might recognize him as a astrophysicist who's on the TV all the time. So
wow.
he's kind of a neat character and certainly wow. had some interesting things that that we did with him when we were at UT. But no, we had great memories, and I'm sure you have yeah. some interesting stories that you can share with us about
oh,
just
goodness.
Your time at UT also.
Right. Oh, goodness. Probably the best years before kids and marriage that I can even think of. So
sure.
much fun. So much fun. We got to, as cheerleaders, during that time, we only had 5 girls and 5 guys.
Oh, wow.
Now I think they have almost 100.
They do.
But we were doing everything as much as we could with
wow.
personal appearances and football and basketball and as many other things as we could cover. But it was really busy, and we traveled. Unfortunately, we didn't have a huge budget, and so we were. And at the time, we didn't have a sponsor or coach or any adult, because we're like, you know, 18, 19, maybe 20 years old at that point. We didn't have any adult guiding us or looking after
wow.
us. Kind of the band. They would say, show up at such and such. Okay, we'll be there. But sometimes we didn't have any travel arrangements. And I'll tell you a story about a friend that you know as well, Stephen. Bill Little was my has been a friend for 50 years.
Sure.
Unfortunately, he passed away in August. But
yes,
he was our very first sponsor.
Really?
Not only was he sports information director and all that, but
and voice of the Texas Longhorns.
Voice of the Texas Longhorns, yes.
Yeah.
He had his foot in all of the doors that we needed, even though we didn't know where the doors were. But
huh.
he would, he kind of took us under his wing and got us places. And we went to, I remember, I'm not sure what year it was, but UT was picked number 1. We were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which is always a bad thing. It's a jinx.
Yes, it is.
Cover on the sports. We're going to be number one, and we our first game's in Miami. We fly to Miami, and for a lot of different reasons, well, we lost the game, which was critical, by 5 points, and we cheerleaders did not have a way back. We got down there, but we didn't have any arrangements to get home. So we called Bill. We said, Bill, what do we do? And he said, let me get back to you. And so he called back and he said, okay, I've got you some seats on the team plane. But when you get on that plane, since we had just lost and all of it, he said, do not say a word. Nothing.
Okay.
Don't say a word. I mean, he's telling cheerleaders not to say a word. Like, Coach okay. Coach Royal is not happy. It's okay. So we were lucky to get back, and Bill really helped us with that. He also said we didn't have money to get to an Arkansas game. And he said, why don't you go to the Alumni Center? That's where all the money is. And do a little pep rally and pass the hat.
Wow.
So do you want us to pass a hat? He said, yeah, literally. Take somebody's cowboy hat and tell them you need money and pass that around. And sure enough, we had money. It's like, whoa, that worked. And so that was, the tradition has started that the cheerleaders are at the Alumni Center every pregame to do a little pep rally. Now, they don't pass the hat anymore.
Yeah, say, I've been a couple of times. I don't remember the hat being passed. Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
No hat being passed.
Okay.
They do have a budget, and they do have a strong alumni group that helps them with a lot of their expenses. But we didn't have that back then.
Well, Lois, it's really changed over the times, right? You know, and you and I talked a little bit about, you know, cheerleading is a competitive sport. There's just no doubt
Extremely.
The way it's handled nowadays. There's all these competitions and all these kids get a chance to participate and travel. And but it's it's so demanding, and it really is a
very competitive.
One, it's very expensive too. If from the parents that I know, I mean, I don't have any cheerleaders, but It's certainly...
Well, it's like playing a select sport when you're on a select baseball team or select volleyball team. You're traveling all over the place. You're competing against people from all over. Yeah.
Right.
And hoping to then get onto a college squad or whatever may come after that. But yes, it is extremely expensive. Lots of injuries, and they've had to add lots of safety requirements
protocols
along the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Critical. Yeah. Yeah. When I would, after I graduated, I coached the cheerleaders for 6 years, and the squads expanded. We expanded to a basketball squad and a football squad, and also covered the women's basketball and men's basketball and some soccer, that kind of thing. So it expanded. The public appearance requests expanded. And so we tried to meet as many of those. And at that time, those teams competed at a national level. There is a college National Cheerleader Association or International Cheerleader Foundation that sponsors collegiate national championships. And so we went to those and placed between second and ninth every year. We were in the top 10 for every year, but that's another level of workouts, training, choreography, all of that kind of thing. I will tell you a quick funny story about some of the travel that we did when I was coaching. Sometimes we'd go and we'd have to stop at a convenience store to get snacks or gas or something. And I noticed that, well, I didn't notice, I knew this, cheerleaders have a different level of energy. that they carry with them at all times.
Sure.
And so I used to give them a little short little sermon, and I'd always say, I can make this sermon longer if you need me to, but not everyone shares your enthusiasm for life.
Right.
And I want you to remember that when we go into this 7-Eleven. Not everybody shares your level of enthusiasm for life. So kind of keep it under control, if you don't mind. And I think some of them still remember that to this day.
Wow. I have so many questions. So many. First off, hook 'em horns. I'm a longhorn. I drink the orange Kool-Aid. And it is so interesting to hear, you know, these behind the scenes stories, you know, Bill Little. Wow. You got him. And you didn't have, this wasn't a cell phone call. This is like, you got to go find the payphone somewhere and call him probably.
Right. Right. There were no cell phones. Oh no.
Yeah, right. And so you're tracking
it. We're in Miami.
Yeah. Where do you want me to call you back? Oh, this cell phone number. No, I'm sorry. This payphone number right here.
Right, yeah.
What a story with that. But I mean, that was the differences in today's world, because I had an experience in the spring over spring break. My family went to Disney, and we got we got off the plane, and there were like thousands of young girls that were all, you know.
The cheerleader competition. Yeah, that's where we went. Yeah.
I was there, and I could not believe it. They were from all over the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you know, you're on the bus, and, you know, I'm like going, I'm sitting next to this girl, and I'm with my daughter, and I'm looking, and I'm like going, and my daughter, I think, is a lot of energy, right? What you're describing. Uh-huh. It's not even close. It's not even close. And
the
they're all on the bus.
Just levitated, right?
They were singing. The bus kind of floated all the way to where we were going, you know? And so
exactly.
It was such a unique experience. And I thought right then, I was like, how do you manage this? And, you know, you went from being one of them.
One of those, yeah.
Right, right.
And nobody telling me to calm down.
Right, right. Yeah. To be... Mm-hmm. The way you describe it, we were kind of managing ourselves. Then you became the manager. You became the circus manager, the three-ring circus of everything.
The chaos coordinator, yes.
What? That's it. That's
but,
the title.
You know, knowing that level, and I've always had this motherly kind of, they always call me mom, even people on my squad. Oh, come on, mom. And it's like, no. That really helped me, having been there, done that, and knew what to anticipate. I could tailor the little sermon accordingly.
Wow.
I knew
but
what
I
they were going to do.
But that time that you put in as, you know, as a cheerleader, I mean, just had to be able to answer so many of the problems that you'd face on your journey. I think about that moment today, and you said hundreds. I mean, there's so many people on that sidelines. It's crazy, right? That it takes probably a team of people to manage. They're the team behind the team, right?
That's how much,
you know, college sport has changed since, you know, we were back in the Stone Age. And it's so unique to hear those stories, because you tell that to a kid today and they're like looking at you like you have three heads.
Right. But anybody who does not think that a cheerleader is an athlete.
Oh, man.
Is off
they don't
base
get it.
Because
they don't get it.
Those kids are in better shape and can do more things with their bodies than just about anybody, you know. So that they are true athletes for sure.
I said this to Steven in an earlier segment. Forgive me, Steven. Is that last night the women's volleyball team was playing in Stanford, right?
Yes.
And I was watching the girls play Tennessee, and what a match. And in the background, I kept hearing Texas Fight in the background. And I was like, the one shot they had of the whole thing, there was looked like there was 50 people there. Mm-hmm. And then they took a sideline shot, and it was the cheerleaders. They were there with like part of the band. And I'm like going, oh my gosh.
At Stanford.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know that school's in session. Steven and I were talking about this right now. We're in the middle of the semester, and you're on the road. This is the part missing about classes.
Yeah.
Right. This isn't amateur anymore. This is professional. Because this is, you know, what you're doing. This is what's defining you. And it's amazing the requirements that physically that are being asked, that are, you know, your time and all your other resources are being asked of this. This is a profession. Mm-hmm. And it's, if you think it's not, then you're, like you said, you're off base.
You're off base. Yeah.
Boyce, did you have that challenge yourself when you were a cheerleader? Did you feel like at times you had all the schoolwork that, oh, by the way, that's why I'm here at school, and the pressures of being a cheerleader and having to be at games and all these other activities that you had to be a part of?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, they say if you want something done, give it to a busy person because they know how to do that. And at that time, I was also in lots of other student groups, and I was president of my sorority. I was an Orange Jacket. I was in Angel Flight, and I just had a lot of irons in the fire. And you just, I don't know, I think that really helped me in further careers because I could juggle a lot of balls and keep them going just by that experience. But I was very busy. Yes, very busy. Thankfully, the academic level of it during that time period was not nearly as challenging as it is today. I couldn't get into the university today, but the academic level wasn't quite as challenging. And I had done very well in high school academically, so that part I was able to manage pretty well.
Now, where did you go to high school?
Went to MacArthur High School in San Antonio.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Go Bramas.
There you go. Shout out to the MacArthur crowd down in San Antonio.
Yes.
There you go.
It's the Northeast School District.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I know that you have a very active family with sports, and I've gotten to meet your son and know him a little bit.
Yes,
and now he's got his grandson playing sports, or your grandson,
right?
That's just so wonderful to have that.
It is
continuation of the ability for.
Well, we have a son and we have a daughter, and I think between the two of them, they have probably played every sport,
good,
including roller hockey and soccer, baseball, basketball, volleyball, golf.
Cricket? How about cricket?
Track.
Have they done cricket yet? Okay. Well,
we'll probably have missed cricket. But
there's
cricket
some upcoming episodes you want to watch on that.
Yeah.
Oh, on cricket. Okay. All right. We'll do that. But I mean, we were, and many of those sports, they were in the select level. So Greg would take JT to the select baseball tournament, and then we'd meet in San Antonio for the select basketball tournament, and then I'd take Jenna to select volleyball somewhere else. Yeah. And boy, talk about logistics. That's a lot of fun.
We got a couple of episodes about that too. So
good.
It's all, that's part of, again, back to the theme of community. That's, you know, we're in a carpool it's almost mandatory nowadays.
You have to.
Well, and it's just so exhausting with all the activities. I had talked to an uncle this morning who, was asking me a little bit about the boys and their schedules. And I was explaining to him, I said, well, we had to be at football at 6:30 this morning. He goes, football, isn't that over? You guys aren't still in the playoffs. I said, are you kidding me? It's off season. Now you're just moving into the next phase. There's no over. It's not over until you either graduate or go to college and finish out it there. So,
right. Greg always says when he talks about parenting that you cannot get tired. Even if you are tired, you cannot get tired. You just have to keep going. And that kind of sums it up. As tired as you are, you cannot get tired.
I got some space on my board. That may have to go up on my board.
Put it up there. You cannot get tired.
You cannot get
tired.
Not
allowed.
What do you think, Coach?
Not allowed as a parent. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing, you know, because I drive the dad cab. I have boy, girl, twins. And so we're going in two different directions. Very much like you're describing, you know, it's like we just pass my wife and I just kind of pass each other and honk and wave. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's such a, I mean, it's the best job that I've ever had that is the hardest that I love the most.
Because you
throw every pass, you catch every ball, you hit every spike, you do everything that they're doing, and it is just incredible to see them grow and to flourish, and it's the community that helps them not be just great athletes, but
great
to your
people.
Point, what we talked about with Project Graduation, we're trying to make good people here. And that's the great part about that is to be able to surround yourself with community. And it's, you can't get tired. You're tired, but you can't get tired.
Yeah. You can't be tired.
It's a great saying, and I'm sure I'll use it. And but there's so much truth to it. That's the reason why it resonates.
Yes. Well, in the Eanes district, when I was working with the counseling, we had a great parent training program called Developing Capable People. Hmm. It was a great community, and it's community wide, but that is what our whole job is as a parent, is to develop a capable person. Now, it might be through sports, it might be through music, it might be in any different realm, but what it all boils down to is that's our job. It's just to develop capable people. They're given to us, and that's our job, I think. So
that's awesome.
You're right. In my opinion, you're absolutely right, and it's like nobody said it was going to be easy. But the rewards are so much bigger than anything you'll ever experience in your life.
Amen. Yes, for sure.
That's the reward is, you know, we don't get paid for it. We didn't, you know, it's, and it takes away from other activities and other things that are important. But at the end of the day, there's nothing more refreshing or exciting about the joy and to be able to celebrate what my kids are able, it's those successes and accomplishments. There's nothing better than that.
Oh, that's right. That's true. True, true, true. Yes. Well, I've got to congratulate the two of you on this Parent Portal show. I'm so impressed, and I just love your topics, and you are right on target with what you're doing. And you're doing it in such a way that is enjoyable, it's relaxing, but you're throwing in elements of challenge along the way, but the integrity level of the topics that you're covering, I think are great. So congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being on our show today. We really appreciate
Look forward to future
conversations. We'll absolutely look for another time to get you back with us.
Great. Thanks. Enjoyed it. And hook 'em always.
You've seen prices rise from the dinner table to the pump, but Allstate agents are seeing ways to save you money on insurance. From starting a new policy to bundling coverage or even driving safely, Allstate agents know how to maximize your savings. They'll share their knowledge as they help you personalize your coverage. because when it comes to seeing all the ways to save, Allstate agents do it best.
Mike Hammer has over 35 years as an Austin area Allstate agent. Call 512-343-6994 or visit MikeHammer@Allstate.com.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Parent Portal Show.